I'm Tommy Mack.
I'm Abby, and
Yeah.
today we're going to be talking about Parasite.
Yeah.
Okay, Tommy. What do you think this film was about? What did the filmmakers want us to understand?
Well, that's a very good question, Abby. Yeah. Well, I think in the end, like, the main theme of the story was, like, class inequity and, how it, like, conflicts different families, like, the rich, where they can just live their life in luxury, unaware of what was going on. I think this can be really seen in that one scene, where the mother, she said, "Oh, it was a bright, beautiful day. Thank you for the rain." But in reality, that rain left the Park family in rambles.
Yeah, I agree. This movie gives us a really broad perspective of the different social class and how people live their lives, and how some of them are living in paradise and some of them are struggling.
Yeah.
Okay, Tommy, what are some elements that you noticed in the movie, such as like sound, color, camera angles, movement, shot types, framing, composition, blocking? What are three things that stood out to you, Tommy?
Okay. First, I like the colors, like with the more poor family, it was much more dull, more
Neutral.
dark, yeah, neutral. But like, and the elegant, extravagant family, it was very bright and bold, as akin to, their lives, where it's just generally much more brighter, per se. What about you, Abby?
Something I really liked in the movie was like the music and sound. Like, I think they had a really good orchestra do this, and how like sometimes it could be very quiet, very melodic, and then sometimes it would be very broad and loud, like building up for like the dramatic scene. That's something that I really liked. How about you? Is there anything else, Tommy?
Yes, of course, my homie. So, adding on to what you said about music, I also found that really, important part, like in different scenes where, it really started off as, a bright, comedic, like, nothing really dark happening. With, like, what you said about the orchestra, where it's really, bright and cheery. But as it escalates on to the plot, it becomes much more sinister, as akin to a horror movie. And I really like that transition from, a more slice of life comedy to a more thriller-like drama.
Yeah, something else that I really like was like the shot types. Like for example, I don't know if it was just me, but I noticed that I found like I was in awe by like the Park's house, like how beautiful the backyard is and like the architecture. I really liked how, like, especially when like the characters are moving up and down the stairs, like the furniture, the interior designs. I don't know, it just really stood out to me.
Yeah, for me, last thing would be, I just think like the overall, composition of like the cinematography and like how it would like take you around different perspectives, like, in the same room even. especially with like the Parks family in that one scene where, you know, they were doing a little summon on the couch while the Parks family was under the couch, just like there and trying to be as oblivious as they can. I'm cutting out. Oh, damn, that's sad. Well.
Oh, well, it's okay.
It's okay. It will come good in the recording, I think. I don't know.
Okay. Mr. Wallace will understand, right? Mr. Wallace? Okay. I think something, the last thing that stood out to me was something else that stood out to me was the color, like what you said about the Park family and the Kims.
It's okay, Abby. We can edit this out.
I know. What Parks and what?
I don't know, bro. I forgot.
Anyways, you can, for something that stood out to me was the color and how like the lower class color, like you said, was very neutral, dark, gloomy. Whereas the rich class, they were all vibrant. You see the green grass, the pretty trees. There is a drastic difference, and it does affect like the vibe, you know. So I totally agree with you on that.
Yeah. Adding on to what I said earlier, I didn't really get to finish the statement because apparently I cut off. But I really, like, you know, like the perspectives on what I was saying, where like one camera angle was like below, like on the couch, I mean below the couch, where it was showing the Parks family just trying to be as silent as they can, while another camera was like on top, where the people who were, you know, doing their thing were just oblivious to the kids on the family on the bottom, which I really like because, you know, it's such an innovative way to show different perspectives in, like, the same area angle. And I really appreciate that cinematography in the movie that Bong Joon-ho tells.
Okay. What did you like about the film? What is something you disliked? Is there any changes you would make if you were in charge? Who would you recommend it to?
Yo, this movie is bopping.
Honestly, yeah.
I recommend this to your mother, your father, your stepdaughter, your dog. It's so good. Like, this is like my third or fourth time watching this, but it always hits me in the right way, you know?
Yeah.
I really liked the, I forgot her name, but it was like this actor, you know, she was really charismatic in her acting, and I really appreciated her ability to act so sinister. One thing I dislike would be, oh my god, that is so, I guess the ending, I mean, I don't know. There isn't anything I really truly dislike from the top of my mind, but maybe Abigail here can introduce something that she dislikes.
Oh no, I did not think anything was bad. I think it was good. I loved the plot twists and how, like, when you thought that it was over, when the family infiltrated the house and how, like, oh, well, this is it, right? No one to sneak in, right? But no, you know, there's something else, and I don't know, it kept me on the edge of my seat. Some changes I would make. Bro, I was so mad the sister died. Oh my gosh, why did she have to die? That's so, they had to do it like that. Oh my gosh. Anyways, I don't know. I think that was a little
Yes.
Anyways, yeah, that's all. I think that is it. That concludes our conversation, Tommy.
Okay,
bye-bye. I had a good time talking to you about it. Bye.
Chai-chien.
Chai-chien. What the pong-yo.